Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out where your used iPhone, iPad, and other Apple products are worth at Gazelle.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome to i5 for the iPhone, episode 73. I don't know what the significance of that number is, but it's probably significant to somebody. This is the Fine Fine Show where we scour the App Store. We find the tips and the news and the tricks that we think you would want to take to the club with you. And then we all get... Number one. So last April, Twitter co-founder Biz Stone teased a little project that he was working on. We knew it was called Jelly. We knew it was based on people doing good things for each other, but we didn't really know anything else about it. Yesterday, finally, we got to see the app. The idea is you might come across something in life that you have a question about. Maybe you see a tree on a walk. What kind of tree is that? Or a billboard. It's confusing to you. What do you do? Well, probably you take a picture and then you ask somebody who you think might know, right? So who do you ask? You ask your followers on Twitter. You could do that. Do you take your question to Quora, a question and answer service? You could do that. Either would work fine, but Jelly is designed specifically to take a photo of something and ask a question related to it. So I decided to try it out. I've got a framed picture on my wall with a bunch of Cyrillic text. I do not read Cyrillic. I don't know what it says, and I'm afraid I'm going to offend somebody. So I took a photo. I posted it to Jelly. I said, hey, can somebody tell me what this says? What's nice is that Jelly connects both to my Twitter and Facebook accounts and then includes friends of my friends. So my network's actually pretty big. So within just a couple of minutes, I had a bunch of answers. A few of those people I knew, but mostly people I didn't know who knew somebody that I knew and knew what to tell me. And now I know that I framed an ad for the Singer Sewing Machine Company and I hung it on my wall. Success! Of course, I can swipe through other people's questions. I can chime in if I know the answer to their questions, but here's the issue that I'm noticing already. Jelly is already kind of full of comedians, sort of how sometimes everybody wants to be the funny person on Twitter, like, why is the sky blue, or what is this, along with a picture of chapstick. It's cute, but it's actually kind of just noisy. Maybe that's just because the service is brand new and everybody's excited, but it's just too much for me. I actually want real questions and real answers. Once the novelty wears off, how many of us are going to think of Jelly on the regular when we need answers? I'm willing to keep it installed for a little while to find out. Number two, we got a Duh Tip Double Punch email from Joe. Here's the first one. He writes, when a new notification comes in, you can just swipe the notification up and out of the way. Duh. Now, I love this one, Joe, because even though it seems like, yeah, everyone knows that, I never do that. How many times have you been deep in an app, you're kind of like reading something, and then you get a notification for another app, and it's hovering over a back button or some other part of the UI, and you just kind of like sit there and wait for a few seconds for it to go away and then continue what you're doing? That's not a good user experience. Just swipe it away. Here's Joe's second tip. For iPhone 5S users, when reviewing a burst of photos taken and you're selecting which ones to keep, if you swipe your finger along the bottom thumbnails, they'll quickly display each photo in a flipbook-like format. It's almost like an animated GIF. Nice. So burst mode is one of those camera features I kind of forget about, but it's really helpful when you've got a subject that's moving really fast or you just want a bunch of photos to choose from later. Chances are you only want to keep one or two of like the 30 photos that might be in your burst. So flipping through your choices really quickly is a nice touch. Thanks, Apple. Number three, a few months ago, Square, which is the mobile payments company, I love them, announced pretty much the easiest way to send money back and forth via email. All you needed to do was CC cash@square.com when you were sending money to a friend or whoever with the dollar amount in the subject line. But it always felt a little backward to me, even though it was easy. I'm already used to Venmo, for example, which has a great app. PayPal, which owns Venmo, has an app of its own. There's Google Wallet. I even transfer money to people right from my bank's app. So composing an email to transfer money almost feels like unintuitive. Well, Square's making it easy on us with Square Cash, which is still using that same email protocol because it works, but it keeps you from having to think about how it works. You just enter the amount that you're sending, then Square will compose that email for you. Just add your recipient's email address, and then you're done. Now, if it's your first time using Square to send money, you'll have to link it to the bank account that you're using. But just that once, then it remembers. In my circle of friends, everybody uses Venmo. It's just, I don't know. We've all decided that it works the best. But I love Square. I really love Square Wallet. It's an app I use every single morning at my local coffee shop. So I like Square Wallet, and I want them to succeed. And there are enough people who kind of have yet to embrace the whole money mobile transfer thing. So I think it works over email is a good selling point for the less technical person in your life. This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Gazelle. Maybe you really want that new iPad mini Retina and you've just been thinking about it. You haven't pulled the trigger yet, or a new iPhone, or really any gadget that you want. Gazelle wants to buy your used gadgets for cash, iPhones, iPads, and others. You can lock in a price today and then send your stuff to Gazelle when you get your new gadgets, because Gazelle's offer is good for 30 days. Just go to gazelle.com. That's G-A-Z-E-L-L-E.com and find your item. Tell Gazelle the condition it's in. Be honest. They won't bother you. Tell Gazelle the condition it's in. They'll even buy broken iPhones and iPads. So it's okay if it's not in perfect condition or you've dropped it once or twice. You got that risk-free offer for your gadgets, and then you get free shipping when you send your gadget in. When you get paid, you can choose between a check, PayPal, or an extra 5% if you go with an Amazon gift card. Payment is fast. It's within just a few days of the item being received. And Gazelle has paid out more than $100 million to over 700,000 customers. So you know, people really like the service. Makes people happy. You get money for the stuff you're not using anyway. Fast process, no listing hassles. What is that iPhone or other gadget worth? Take a minute, go to gazelle.com to find out. Do it now, because your iPhone may lose value the longer you wait. That's G-A-Z-E-L-L-E.com. And thanks to Gazelle for sponsoring this episode of i5. Number four. We got an email from Michael, who's got a great tip for those of us who are committed to making Touch ID work a lot better. He writes, I have a dot tip that can be a little helpful. As we know, the 5S has a fingerprint scanner, and we store our fingerprints in Settings, General, Touch ID, and Password, Touch ID. If you're a person who didn't change the name of the fingerprints, you can get a little confused which of the five is which finger. Well, if you place your finger on the scanner, the name of the finger it's associated with will blink on the screen. Basic, but handy, or you can just name your fingerprints. Okay, so at first this duh tip confused me, and I didn't really know what you meant by fingerprint names, Michael, but then I realized, sort of by accident, that if you tap and hold on these saved fingerprints, you indeed can rename them to whatever you like. You call it this little piggy or whatever you want. That's fun. Or at least it's really organized, especially for those of us who want Touch ID to be as good as possible. Finally, number five. Let's finish off with a duh tip from Mr. Grinch himself, Jonathan in Arlington, Nebraska. He writes, after getting flooded Merry Christmas texts from group messages, I found a way to turn it off. Under Settings, select Messages and turn off group messaging. Now, why would you want to ignore all of those happy group texts? I love those. Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, April Fool's Day, May Day, 4th of July. Boy, I love all those happy group texts. No, but seriously, I know what you mean. If you've got an overenthusiastic group of friends and they're all texting and your phone's going off every 2 seconds, it can be annoying. I know. It's nice to know that you can silence those that mean well if you so desire. They don't even have to know. If you ever see a great app or a trick on i5 and you want to be the cool person and pass it along to somebody and have them be like, you're a genius, just hop over to our show notes at twit.tv/i5. That's where all of our links live. Also where you can subscribe to the show with the feed of your choice or add the show to your favorite podcast app. Email us at i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-i5 or send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane. This is i5 for the iPhone, and we'll see you all next week. Thanks for watching.